When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Great choice, Chime. Ozzy, the late Ozzy Osbourne, and Post Malone, and pretty good collab there.
You know what makes Ozzy so unique, in my opinion? He has this unique voice. Like, when you hear it, like, you're like, oh, that's Ozzy.
You know,
there's, like, certain voices when you hear, you're like,
yeah.
Doesn't even...
That's why you love Steve Perry.
That's why I love Steve Perry. Yeah. But Ozzy's voice...
That's why I love Greg Hill.
It's just, it's something about, like, that screaming, kind of, like, singing with this, this raspiness to it.
Yes.
Bangers. I obviously, my Uncle Lip put me on an Ozzy.
Yep.
The solo Ozzy.
That's your uncle who taught you everything about rock and roll.
Yeah, about all the heavy metal and the hair bands.
Yes.
But the, you know, more solo Ozzy than Black Sabbath Ozzy, but he still, you know, introduced a little bit of that.
Well, a little bit of credit to Bunky the Third in the Twitch chat, who was early on that when it came to a request this morning. And Chime is taking your requests. Full show audio eulogy, rejoins, and then we'll do a typical audio eulogy segment this morning. Maybe 8:30 is a good time for that for Ozzy this morning. All right, Chime?
Sounds good to me, okay. Greg.
All right, excellent. Texter is correct, Curtis. Ozzy Osbourne somehow bit off the head of a bat, a live bat on stage, and did not start a global pandemic. I mean, that is a pretty amazing thing to think about.
I thought it was one of those rubber bats. I pictured it. It was a real bat.
Was it alive?
Well, until I bit the head of it.
Have you seen the New York Post cover today?
No.
A picture of Ozzy that says, "Bats all, folks."
Oh.
See? You don't get that from a Taylor Swift show.
No,
she's
never
biting off the head of any kind of a fowl.
No, I learned a lot from Ozzy during the show. I watched that show. I remember, did Kelly, like, get pregnant on that show? Or maybe she had a pregnancy scare?
Maybe.
And there was that was a big episode.
Oh, so that was like a life lesson for you as a young woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did Mrs. Osbourne take her to friendlies?
Sharon.
All right, we were in the middle of
Leeds. Shut
up! We were in the middle of Leeds. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Ozzy and I have a lot in common. We were both in a rock band in the UK.
What was the name of your band?
The Warlocks.
Wow. No,
excellent name.
Was it really?
I think so. I don't know. We played once.
That's a heavy metal name right
there.
Yeah. Mark Turner was on the lead singer and guitarist. I was the drummer. And Nico Schlesinger was the bass. It didn't work, though. I didn't meet any girls. But so the Red Sox and the Phillies are concluding their three-game series today. And there are certain decisions that people make that totally cloud your judgment of them, no matter how many times they tell you they're sorry. And Schwarber represents the changing of this organization in the most easily understandable fashion. He left for $79 million. He has hit more home runs than any Red Sox since he left, I think, by double. And
more than Rafael Devers?
A couple more. And this ownership group in 2014 gave Rusney Castillo $73 million on a total whim, on a flyer. Said, oh, this guy might come here and play well. They risked $73 million on a total unknown. And they have a guy that you could not have placed someone in this market in the brief period that he was here that appeared to have been here his entire life more than Kyle Schwarber was. We remember that playoff run. It was awesome. Kyle from Waltham, even if he had not dominated in the National League and been a better-than-average player, this would have been a disgrace. But seeing Dombrowski on the broadcast, watching Schwarber's home run to center field last night, it just shows me, no matter what Sam Kennedy tells us tomorrow, Schwarber is the poster child of the new ownership group's mentality with this team, and it is a disgrace.
Andy was a guy who wanted to be here. He was blowing up Heim Bloom's phone, and Heim Bloom wouldn't take the calls. Remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a lot of money. No,
Curtis just said it. Yeah,
it wasn't a lot of money.
$79 million, three years, $79 million, right, Curtis?
I think it might have been 4 years.
Yeah, I think it was four. 17, 18, a year.
Yep. I mean, unbelievable. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
Great lead. All right, Red Sox with a loss last night. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. A lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, and a lead from me coming up next.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.